Message number 774. They will lie continuously and their public homilies will be a nonsense in the eyes of God. Thursday, April 25, 2013 at 10:30 a.m. My dearly beloved daughter, it will not be long before the dissidents within the Catholic Church who have abandoned their obedience to God will gather together to mount a vicious attack on those sacred servants who are loyal to the truth. Those disloyal to my body will change many laws and will create new interpretations of the significance of the Holy Eucharist. Many holy servants of God and lay people throughout all Christian faiths will watch as the Holy Spirit will be attacked. Many will be shocked at the way in which my name and my teachings will be reinterpreted so that the emphasis will be on man's obligation to man. Man will be encouraged to love each other and put their needs before the altar of God. Externally, this approach to Christianity will be seen as a good thing. It will promote the importance of love, but not in a way which is dictated by God. People in high places will be seen to publicly praise one another as they perform religious ceremonies. They will bow to each other in deference and will throw themselves in adulation at the feet of the enemies of God. All these grandiose rites will fool the world, and many will not realize the purpose of these ceremonies. These acts, these new homilies and new ceremonies supposedly to honor me, Jesus Christ, will instead be black and kind, for they will glorify the beast. The King of Darkness is moving rapidly with his evil spirits within the hearts of many who have responsibility for leading my followers. Some of these servants do not realize that they are being tempted by the evil one. I say to them, come now. Come to me through the sacrament of reconciliation. If you are worried about your faith, I will enlighten you, but you must rid your soul of pride. It is pride which fools you into believing that your intellect is superior to that of God. Others, like wolves in sheep's clothing, have sold their souls to Satan. And just as he acts, they will be cunning in the way in which they will deceive God's children. They will tempt others by praising their servants for being holy, and this will attract those servants with a love of self stuffed with pride who will follow like sheep. They will lie continuously and their public homilies will be a nonsense in the eyes of God. Not one ounce of true humility will be seen in any of their words, although they will go to great lengths to ensure that they behave publicly as humble servants of God. The power of the Holy Spirit will be absent in their presence, and those of mine who truly know me will bear witness to this. So many of my poor sacred servants will be sucked into these lies, which will lead to the desecration of my body, and many of those who boast of their love for me will be the first to plunge the next nail as they crucify me all over again. My daughter, the hatred shown to you will come from two sides as a direct result of the disintegration of my church on earth. One side will be those who say they represent my church on earth, but who are anything but, for they represent another doctrine. The other side will be my loyal servants who will not believe you. You must know that the truth causes fear and anger. The truth given to the true prophets of God does not just create anger, because of fear it causes outrage. Outrage and anger come from the spirit of evil. The evil one, through the hearts of man, will go to extraordinary lengths to stop the word of God. Anger against the prophets is a hatred of God. Your Jesus.